Boulder's unemployment was at record high levels in 2017, with unemployment at record lows. But what you may not know is that for the second consecutive year, Boulder was ranked number one nationally in the Bloomberg Brain Concentration Index. The high-tech information companies index tracks business formation as well as employment and education in the sciences, technology, engineering, and mathematics, and it basically means a lot of brainiacs are moving to Boulder to make their mark. The 2018 economic forecast was delivered to Boulder Chamber of Commerce members by Richard Wabekind with CU's Lead School of Business. As you might expect, he says the price of housing continues to rise in Boulder, but wage growth has been anemic.
City of Boulder, this is year-over-year November, median price of single-family detached homes sold, and you can see that the number sold in 16, went down a little bit in 2016, but the price continues to rise in 16 over 17. We continue to have year-to-date numbers that are pretty striking in terms of, over 800,000. 860,000 or whatever for the actual number for the median price. So the housing prices have gone up dramatically. The wages have not matched that. We still remain one of the highest wage counties in the state. Denver and Broomfield a little bit higher, but we sit very high wage, average annual wage.
One thing pulling down the average wage for most Coloradans, according to Wabekind, is the fact that two-thirds of new jobs being created are in industries paying below average wages.
We also have an experience issue going on. We're losing the graying people who are at 55 and 60 and beyond, who are getting salaries associated with 30 and 40 years of raises. And they're getting replaced by very talented 25-year-olds, but they're coming in at a 25-year-old salary. And then we've actually lost wages. Up our two highest wage areas are management of companies and enterprises, gobbledygook for corporate headquarters, and mining and logging, which is the natural resource sector. And that top one is the most concerning because we continue as a state to lose corporate headquarters, which are by far the highest paying jobs that the state has.
Wabekind says northern Colorado is the place to watch in coming years because the population of Weld and Larimer counties is exceeding expectations.
I don't know how easy it's going to be to get people to live in more rural parts of the state, but I do know people are going to continue to grow further and further up and down the Front Range. So to the extent we can see more prosperity in Colorado Springs and further down to Pueblo, we already know it's going north where the population forecast is, and that area is really just booming to the north of us. So it's going to take a lot of investment in infrastructure. Some of the big projects that are going on in the next year are really focused on infrastructure on I-25 going north, I-25 going south, and obviously 70 with the stock show area and so on, investment in there in the stock show area.
And speaking of stocks, what about the much ballyhooed tax cut touted by the Trump administration?
Now, I have to tell you something anecdotally here. I did a webinar for the Lead School for alumni today, and I put a poll question into the webinar, and it was, how do you plan to spend your tax rebate? And one of the buttons was, I'm not going to get one, but the others were all, I'm going to buy down debt, I'm going to save more money, I'm going to big purchase, blah, blah, blah. And about 70% of the people said they were paying down debt or they were saving the money. Now, we'll see whether or not they do that. But the reality is, if that happens, it really isn't much of a stimulus to the economy. It's a deficit-financed fiscal stimulus that doesn't do much fiscal stimulus.
Overall, as an economist, Wabekind feels good about Colorado's economic picture for 2018.
So all of that, income looking good, wealth looking good, interest rates still at reasonable levels, and we wind up with all of the things that provide the ability to consume are strong. How willing are people to consume? And right now, they're feeling pretty darn good. Consumer confidence is really high, and because of that high level of consumer confidence, we're seeing strong retail numbers nationally, and we're still seeing strong things like auto sales, although not quite as strong as they were, probably not going to break the 17 million mark this year, but still pretty strong numbers in the big picture.
For KGNU, I'm Roz Brown.